Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More than 2 million healthcare practitioners in Massachusetts and across the country will get a letter in the next few days from the U.S. Surgeon General. He's asking them to help curb the widening crisis of opioid abuse. Clinicians are crucial. This afternoon, we spoke with the Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, who said that other countries also have problems with abuse, but it's worse here in America.
Well, the opioid addiction crisis is not exclusive to America. We've seen other countries also dealing with an increased number of prescriptions written and quantity of opioids prescribed over the last few decades. But the United States has been particularly hard hit. And our efforts to treat pain more effectively that we began 20, 30 years ago were well-intentioned. But we did so without necessarily giving clinicians the kind of training and support that they need to treat pain safely and effectively. And that is one of several factors that has led us to where we are today.
Yeah, and even the knowledge that they needed, because it was thought, in fact, clinicians were told that these kinds of opiates were not even addictive, and we know very well that they are, even when they're prescribed for legitimate pain. So why has the problem just gotten worse?
Well, there have been several factors at work here. One is that prescribing has been a challenge, and in addition to not training clinicians adequately, we've also seen aggressive marketing of opioid medications by pharmaceutical companies to doctors. We've also had a significant gap in treatment. And right now, for example, we have over a million people in America who need treatment for opioid use disorders and can't get it. That's a gap that we have to close. Because one thing that I saw very clearly as a doctor practicing medicine in Boston and also as Surgeon General traveling around the country is that the toll that addiction takes on individuals and families is incredibly high. It affects not just your health directly, but it often compromises your ability to take care of your diabetes, your high blood pressure, and your other medical conditions. And I've just seen that how addiction has torn apart communities all across America. That's why I wrote a letter to 2.3 million healthcare practitioners urging them to join the campaign that we are building all across America to turn the tide on the opioid crisis. And it's why I've asked them to pledge their support at turnthetiderx.org.
So you want them to go online and pledge support. But what does it mean in terms of reality, in terms of their daily clinical practice that you need them to do?
So there are three key things we're asking clinicians to do. One is to sharpen their prescribing practices so they are treating pain safely and effectively and reducing the number of unnecessary and potentially harmful opioid prescriptions. The second thing we're asking clinicians to do is to connect patients to treatment, recognizing that there are over a million people in America who need treatment for opioid use disorders and can't get it. But the third thing we're asking clinicians to do is potentially the most challenging. Right now, too many people in our country think about addiction as a moral failing. But we have to help people see that addiction is a chronic disease that we have to treat with urgency, with compassion, and with skill.
Do you think that because of that stigma, that even those who use painkillers responsibly and who are actually in pain are more reluctant to take the painkillers or in the form of opiates to begin with?
Well, I think what the stigma does is it actually prevents many people from coming forward and asking for help when they need it.
You're talking about the addicts, not those who are taking painkillers after surgery, for instance.
That's correct. And it also, the stigma also prevents communities from often accepting treatment centers in their neighborhoods. Many people don't understand what addiction really is. They think that people are making bad choices, and that's what's leading to their problems with addiction. But what a young man told me in Arizona has stuck with me over the last several months, which is he told me that when he was diagnosed with testicular cancer a few years ago, that he was actually happy about his diagnosis. And I said to him, how can that be? And he revealed to me that he was addicted to prescription painkillers at the time, and he figured that this new diagnosis would give him the opportunity to get more scripts for prescription painkillers. And he shared that story just to illustrate with me how powerful addiction can be in distorting our reasoning and our judgment. So we have to recognize that when we're thinking about this disease and recognize that for many people, the choices they're making are not often under their control, which is why we need to get them access to treatment.
That's Dr. Vivek Murthy, who's the Surgeon General of the United States. We spoke to him earlier today.